Today is the final day for the annual Consumer Electronics Show happening in Las Vegas. And to give us an idea of all of the high tech on display right now, we have tech contributor Ian Scher joining the show. Ian, what can you tell us? What are some key takeaways that you have seen just this week?
Well, I think what I'm always interested in is there are years when there are not like massive big announcements, right? And everyone's paying attention. And those sometimes are the most fun. So one of my favorite things that has been announced so far have been these transparent TVs. And it's not something you would think about, but basically it looks like a window. you turn it on and it's a TV, and you turn it off, it's a window again. And it's a really like nifty idea. I've seen a lot of this stuff, like there have been rollable TVs that roll up like a poster almost into a little box that's on your TV stand, and a bunch of other ideas. But this feels like maybe this could be a really cool thing. Imagine a world where we don't have these black boxes everywhere. I'm literally sitting here looking at a black box that's on my desk and a black box that's on the wall and all these other turned off screens that aren't doing anything and look really ugly. And it would be amazing if they didn't exist and we could have more open spaces, right?
It would be awesome.
Really cool idea.
So this sounds really dummy and don't make fun of me, but the only thing that I worry about with something like this is like, so you can see it though, right? This isn't like a hologram. Like you're not going to walk into your TV and knock it over, right? It's like a window, you're saying. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, hopefully no one would leave it in the middle of the room. But
you can't see it, that's the only thing I'm worried, but you can.
I've been in enough offices that have glass separators that you might accidentally bump into. No, all of the examples that they've shown so far, and of course they're very careful about it because they don't want anyone bumping into them.
Right.
But they are TVs that are in spaces where you would expect a TV to be.
Okay.
So they're on a table or they're on a TV stand or they're on a wall. And, I don't know. I mean, I could imagine a world in which people have trouble. After all, I remember when the Nintendo Wii was really popular.
Oh my gosh, yes. Are you kidding me? People were fighting each other to get those. I remember because my mom was in that situation. Yes, a million years ago.
Yes, and the movement controllers, right? A lot of people accidentally broke their TVs with the movement controllers. So I could see a problem happening, but that said, right now I'm not that worried about it.
And this was one more thing, though, that I had a question about. There was something about like a holographic windshield. I think Hyundai or something wanted to do that. What is that?
So BMW and a bunch of others have started showing off. They've been showing off different stuff throughout the years, partially because the Detroit Auto Show is right after the CES. So, you know, the timing is really good for them. But this year, what BMW especially has shown off, but a bunch of them have it, is this idea of having the information panel kind of across your whole windshield. So the idea would be that instead of you having to look down, which, I mean, let's be honest for a moment, if you're supposed to keep your eyes on the road and you glance down to see how fast you're going, you're not really looking at the road at that moment, right? So they're trying to come up with different ways to learn a lot from the fighter pilots, right, with those heads-up displays and stuff. So over the years, they've been adding heads-up displays to some of the cars. You can actually buy them now. This new idea is to actually just kind of take the all of the instrument panel and kind of line it up across the bottom of the windshield. So in some way, you don't have to glance down very far, but also it's easy. And here's the best part: it doesn't cost them a ton of money because we already have screen technology, right? It's easy to do. It's just about how it's organized. So that's part of what they're thinking. Now, some of them are going overboard, right? They're trying to take that idea and then also add the hologram stuff on top of it so that, you know, imagine driving down the street and it literally has an arrow on the street telling you where to turn. That would be really cool, but also I could see where that wouldn't work, especially the times when Google Maps has screwed up with me.
Yes.
So, you know, on some level, I'm okay with sticking with what we've got.
And the other thing too, Ian, I think the thing that was confusing to me was, so you have a regular windshield though, right? I mean, like if objects fly your direction, you do have a regular windshield as protection, but then this hologram kind of thing would be, you know, tied into it?
Yes. So a lot of these things, what they do is that they do a treatment on the windshield on your side, on the driver's side.
Okay.
And what it is that they add an extra kind of layer to it that makes it reflect light in a certain way that when you point a laser effectively at it, it creates this image that kind of tricks your brain into thinking you're seeing a hologram.
Okay, got it. Can you tell, Ian Scher, that I am clearly not a techie? Has that been made very clear in the last few minutes?
I mean, look, what I find really fascinating about all this stuff is that, you know, in a lot of ways, this stuff is all magic to most of us, right?
And it totally is.
What I think is really cool is that, especially when you see the stuff that is way out there, right? Like a holographic windshield.
Right.
Part of what they have to do is they have to explain how it works, and you get to kind of see how that idea comes around, right? So, for example, those transparent TVs we were talking about earlier, imagine taking that idea and putting it into a windshield as well. You can see where these things kind of start to melt together. And that's what's fun about these shows, is that sometimes, yeah, this is a bad idea or it's not going to sell, but maybe a little inkling from it will show up somewhere else and it suddenly becomes a big thing.
Yeah, totally. Ian Scher, who is a tech contributor here, we're talking about the annual Consumer Electronics Show going on. You mentioned robots before, Ian. What do you got?
Yeah. So one of the things that we've also been seeing a lot, you know, we actually have one in our home. We have one of those robot vacuums that are very popular.
Totally.
And you've seen how they've been changing over the years, right? They've added a mop function to some of them. Some of them now have lasers in them that actually are able to identify if your pet leaves a present in front of it so it doesn't smear it all over the rug. Well, now they have one that has an arm that comes out of it, literally like, right? And what it does is it can push away your socks.
Wow.
In the way.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
But that's not all. Some of the other ones that they're coming up with have a little arm that's underneath. And what it does is it's designed, you know, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but some of our homes have a little bit of a lift between the different rooms, right? Especially like your kitchen in the next room, there's a little bit of a lip, and some of these robots don't like those lips and they get stuck, right? And so they actually have now started building an arm into the underneath of the robot so it can lift itself up just a couple of inches to go over those lips.
Amazing.
But, you know, it's
I swear.
Kind of solving some of these small issues that, yeah, I wouldn't have even thought about.
Yeah. Oh, no. But it is. That's so true. People do have those issues with those. I mean, and look, people spend a pretty penny on those. So to be able to get every nook and cranny, I mean, that is nice that they found
exactly.
The solutions.
Very important.
It is. It totally is. Ian Scher, I am curious, are any of these gadgets ever available outside of the convention? Like, do they become options on the market within the year or anything like that? Or are these kind of concepts still?
It depends on the stuff. So these TVs, for example, oftentimes are somewhere between concept and launch. So, you know, there are some of the TVs that actually do come out sometime this year, and they cost like tens of thousands of dollars, right? That's what there was one I think it was Sony made, called The Wall. And it's literally like 90 some odd or 100 some odd. It's crazy, right? And you can buy that, but it's very expensive. Some of the other ones are concepts where they're trying to prove the idea. That's especially with the rollable phones. We've seen a couple of those where last year, in fact, one company had a phone that you could kind of wear like a bracelet. And it's like, okay, that's a cool idea, but could you actually make that on far out, right? So, you know, it really kind of depends. And part of what's fun is that, you know, because we just went through the holidays and, you know, the tech industry had its big buying moment, really what this is all about is setting up the stage for the next year, right? So even if some of this stuff is coming out, it's not coming out till the summer or the fall. Probably my favorite example of that is that there's a automatic doggy door that you can buy, literally put in your door.
Oh my God,
and
love.
It opens up. It's like, you know, it's like you're at a hotel, right? The two doors open.
Oh my gosh,
the
I love
way
that.
It works,
yes.
The way it works is that it has a little Bluetooth thing that attaches to the dog's collar.
Brilliant.
It makes total sense.
Totally.
But it'll be coming out later on this year, right? It's not available at the moment. But, you know, that's something that you could totally see. Okay, yeah, they could bring that to market. That's not a
right? Well, because there were things on the list when I was reading them, and of course, some that like really caught my eye. I saw like the Air Studio One. They have this all-in-one portable recording studio, which obviously we work in radio. I love that. I feel like my bosses might even, you know, depending on the price point, this makes sense for us. You know, anybody who has to work from home or something, you know, that to me, I was like, all right, this is plausible. I wonder if that's available. Or like the other one, I feel like especially we're in Connecticut, We have a lot of people who have become very into the whole skincare routine. There's like a Shark LED skincare mask. I feel like people are going to want that.
Yeah, and a lot of the, and so it really depends on the products. But the thing that I always point out to people is that even if there seems to be something that's wacky at this show, almost always some of these ideas end up on the shelves, right? So, you know, at some point, like, you know, we've been talking about these, I mentioned the rollable phone earlier and the rollable TV that have come out in previous years. Now, one of the computer companies is actually saying that they're going to release, we'll see if they do it, a rollable laptop where the screen will get a little bigger if you want, right? And it'll go from 14 inches to 16 inches and it'll just kind of unroll a little extra. And that's a really cool idea. And it's an example of how this stuff does eventually show up.
Wow, that is so neat. Ian Scherer, tech contributor, thank you so much for the rundown of this year's CES. We'll see what happens next.
Absolutely.